Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello, Ms. Stewart.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing good, doing good. I wanted to reach out to you, just kind of catch up on your QA so far. I've actually disputed two of them for you yesterday for hold time. You did have four for hold time, so two were legit. Two I got to dispute. And the other was for asking about the ad on Gelber campaigns. And what I've done is I know I've talked about before about saying what you pull up in Connective, but I'm going to try a new approach to that to try to help my agents avoid those deductions. If you'll see, I just gave you a script page to Gelber. If you'll open it up for me and tell me when, just post it in Chrome or whatever and tell me when everything pops up.
Everything's here.
Do you see where the pop-up scripting where it has 2C marketing, Gelber, Mamba, ASK trafficking sources?
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure we fill out this doc every time we get one of those phone calls. And you can just start plugging in information at the beginning of the phone call. Like, you know, when they're verifying their address and all that, you can start copying and pasting their name and stuff. If you see on here, there's a drop-down box that says, where did the customer see the ad? And you can select, like, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, email, text message, and surveys. You see that part?
Mm-hmm.
As long as we're filling this out, you're going to ask where the ad is, right? So this is what I want you to use as the reminder. Make sure we fill this out every time we get one of these phone calls for these campaigns.
Okay, I knew to do that. It may have just slipped my mind for a few calls. May I ask if we're putting other, because sometimes I ask a customer and they really just don't remember. So I put other and I put customer doesn't remember. Could I be getting marked off for that?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. The deduction was for, it was just a phone call where on the recording you just never verbally asked them where they saw the ad.
Okay. What if they said it, like, in the call? Like, they called and said, I did this through a survey, yada, yada. Do I still have to ask them if they've already brought it up?
If they mention one of the options here, I would just reiterate it, be like, okay, and you did see that, you know, you did see the ad through Facebook or did see it through Twitter or, you know, whatever they say. If they saw it through a survey, I would just kind of reiterate it back to them as you're filling this out. But that's it.
Okay.
That's your QAs look good. You're going to have a good score this week as long as, you know, these are the only QAs you get. You're looking good. But I wanted to talk to you about this one verbally because it's, you know, it's kind of hard to email and say, you see that pop up, do the pop up, you know, so. So, with the IT issues that you said your VPN disconnected. Did you talk to IT at all about that? Or were you just noticing you were in computer problems for about 7 minutes?
Yes, I didn't contact them. I was really just waiting on the Wi-Fi to get back up because that's the reason the VPN disconnected. So I had to restart my computer.
Okay, so it was the Wi-Fi, so you wasn't able to get in until, of course, it fixed. Okay.
Right.
I got you. I was just double checking with you to make sure if there's anything that we could do. How are you liking working from home? Is everything working out for you as far as your schedule, your ability to log in when you're scheduled and adhere to that schedule?
It's fine. As I stated, I'm just dealing with a lot of morning sickness. So, I clock in when I can. I've been sitting here eating lemons my whole shift, actually. So I'm trying to tough it out here, but I do enjoy working from home. It is a good experience.
Good, good. Well, if there's anything I can do to improve your experience or anything that we could do to help you, feel free to reach out anytime.
Okay. I will be stopping by probably Monday because this headset is just getting out of control at this point.
Yeah. That's perfectly fine. I know. I wish a few people would actually do that. I don't know what's wrong with those headsets. They just seems like after a certain while, they just go out. And I know it can be frustrating.
Yes, very.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just going to send you a follow-up email that says, hey, I talked to you. We talked about filling out the survey to make sure we ask about it, you know, the ad and stuff. And just respond to that email. It's more or less a way for them to track my activity than for them to, you know, as it being against you, so to speak.
Mm-hmm,
so,
fine.
Yes, I'll send that to you and just reply with your name. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask me at any time. You know, I'm here for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.